Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Alright crew, it's upper body day. Today we're going to spend 30 seconds working through each exercise with 30 seconds rest in between. You're going to start with some shoulder taps from that high plank position before dropping it down onto your stomach for some dorsal raises. Then we're going to come into your side plank from your hand if you can for these ones. Side plank on one side, then your side plank on the other side. Onto your back for some bicycle crunches to give those shoulders a bit of a rest. Then into your high plank hold. And as ever with these upper body workouts, we finish with some press-ups. So that's what's coming your way. If any of those don't make sense, check out the videos on @thesweat7pod on Twitter or on Instagram. Get into position. Get ready for your shoulder taps from your high plank position. We are taking it there in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Into those shoulder taps. So, hips nice and stable. We can move relatively slowly through these, just finding that form, finding that balance as you reach one hand up to tap your opposite shoulder. One side, then the other. You are halfway through this first exercise. 10 more seconds, keep moving through it. 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, and done. You're going to bring it down onto your stomach for the next one. So hands either behind your head or at your temples. Keeping the tops of your feet on the floor, we're going to lift through the lower back into those dorsal raises. So forehead starting on the mat. We lift up, we hold for maybe a second, and then we lower back down to the mat to warm up into your lower back. We are there in 10 seconds.
8, 7, 6.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 30 seconds of dorsal raises, or superheroes, whatever you want to call them. Either way, we are lifting up, we're holding, we're lowering back down, just feeling out that range in your lower back. We lift and we lower. Good, you are halfway through these dorsal raises. Each time just trying to lift a little bit higher, not jerking through the back, just finding that range for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. So we're going to come into your side plank holds. We're going to spend 30 seconds on one side and then 30 seconds on the other. I want you to try and do this on your hand. So we're really working into that shoulder, stacking your shoulder up over your wrist on one side. Let's start on the left side. So left hand on the floor. And either stacking your feet one on top of the other, or you can have top foot in front of the bottom foot. We're going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So into that side plank hold, pushing the ground away and stacking your feet if you can, or you bring that top foot in front of the bottom foot. If that still feels like too much, just bring it down so you're on your bottom knee, keeping that top leg nice and straight. You're already halfway through it on your left side. Good. 10 more seconds. Your arm's probably feeling a little bit shaky. Just keep pushing the ground away for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Really nice work. Well done. So whatever you just did on that side, I want you to do on the other side. So shoulders stacked over your wrist and either one foot stacked on top of the other, or bring that top foot in front of the bottom foot, or bending that bottom knee. Whatever works for you, whatever feels like a challenge for your body. We're going there in 10 seconds. So if you need to, spend this time playing around with it, figuring out what it is that you need today. We go in 3, 2, 1. We lift into that side plank hold. So really working into those obliques, working your glutes as well, pulling the hips up from the mat. Good, and keep lifting through that side body for another 15 seconds. Stacking that shoulder over your wrist. You've got 8 seconds here. Hold it. Shoulders get a rest in 3, 2, 1. Well done. It is not an easy exercise, that side plank hold. We're going to bring it onto your back, giving those shoulders a bit of a break into your bicycle crunches. So on your back, head and shoulders are off the mat, elbows are out nice and wide, hands at your temples, and your legs start at that tabletop position before we twist opposite elbow to opposite knee.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We twist from side to side. So there's muscles in the side of your abs, your obliques. Those are really working now, and they will have already been switched on with those side planks. So this might feel a little more challenging than our bicycle crunches normally do. Go with it. You got it. It is just 10 more seconds on these bicycles. Here we go for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So we have done a side plank on the left, a side plank on the right. We now bring it into your high plank hold. So exactly as we did with our side planks, we make sure that our shoulders are stacked over our wrists, core stays nice and tight. Going in 15 seconds, we're going to make this really active, pushing the ground away, shoulders away from the ears, making sure those hips don't start to drop down towards the mat. We go in 3, 2, 1. High plank hold, so shoulders away from the ears. And as I always say with this one, we want every part of the body to feel like it's being super active. So yes, the shoulders and yes, the core, but also your thighs pushing up and away from the ground, your glutes squeezing nice and tight, even your heels actively pushing towards the back of the mat and the crown of your head extending forward. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. High plank hold done. Give those shoulders a bit of a shake. As we love to do for an upper body workout, we finish with your press ups. So if you've been working on these with me for a while and maybe you've never dared to do them on your feet, or maybe you've told yourself you can't, guess what? I think today is the day that you can. So on your feet for your press ups, even if it's just for the first one or two, we're going in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go. 30 seconds of press ups. It's a strength workout today, so we don't have to move really quickly through them. I want you to challenge that range. How low can you get? Can you stay on your feet for this full 30 seconds without having to come down to your knees or take a break? Try it. Challenge yourself. You have got just 10 more seconds. Good. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. absolutely nailed it. Well done. Upper body workout done. You smashed it. Shake those shoulders out. And if you've still got the strength in your arms, give yourself a pat on the back. And I will see you back here very soon for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and it's part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daf Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.